Next is rock and roll. In rock singing, you have an evolution and sometimes a descending or decay of style. This form of singing is a reflection of blues from Elvis Presley, Chuck Berry, to AC/DC, Led Zeppelin, Janis Joplin, Queen, The Rolling Stones, Pink Floyd, Journey, Boston, U2, and other modern acts. This has been blended with folk, pop, and classical music. The tones could range from excessive use of chest voice to powerful mixes to raspy and distorted tones. Sometimes the instrumental accompaniment is acoustic guitars mainly, while others could have clean electric tones, some synths, and often distortion and heavy guitars. It's probably considered the most dangerous style to sing in because of its high energy, passion, and epic screams.
Wow!
That doesn't hurt. It's all technique. Now, singers are far more likely to blow out their voices if they haven't developed a great mixed voice. The difficulty in rock singing is to be trained and safe, but sound dangerous and reckless. Rock singers are thought of as rebels of society. Though this isn't always the case, great rock singers don't try to have a good tone. They try to have a cool tone. They allow themselves to have an interesting tone. They take a lot of risks, and flowing out of rock music is the indie rock movement. This is considered less mainstream and typically more artsy or even quirky in comparison to straightforward rock. The term indie means independent and has its roots in a revolt against an industry that has as its main goal to sell music no matter what. These new renegades often give away their music, relying on song placement on TV shows, reality shows, commercials, and movies to make their big bucks. They also trust in the process of the live show. They have changed the face of the music industry. Listen to the demonstrations.